From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to start this hour with the latest from Iran. Today, tens of thousands of mourners filled the streets in the holy city of Qom. They were paying tribute to one of Iran's most senior clerics. He died in his sleep Saturday night, and he was buried today in Qom. The funeral procession turned into a mass demonstration against the government. NPR's Mike Schuster has been following events in Iran from here in the U.S.
Iran's leaders didn't want this day to turn into another mass display of opposition, but there was nothing they could do about it. When news first broke over the weekend that Grand Ayatollah Montazeri had died, the opposition called immediately for a huge turnout in Qom for his funeral. Qom is a small city about 60 miles south of Tehran, but mourners flooded the town. Participants estimated the crowd at least in the tens of thousands, perhaps in the hundreds of thousands. It is a time of mourning, they chanted. Today is a day of mourning for the Green Iranian Nation. Green is the color of the opposition movement. The authorities did deploy the riot police and the street militia known as the Basij, who have attacked protesters viciously in the many opposition rallies since the disputed presidential election last June. One website reported clashes between the police and mourners at Montazeri's house in Qom, and late today there was a report that opponents of Montazeri broke up a memorial service. But for the most part, the police let the mourners march. Foreign media were prohibited from traveling to Qom, and cell phone service was spotty. The BBC did manage to get through to one eyewitness in Qom, a member of the opposition, who would identify himself only as Akbar. Akbar said the town was tense, with Revolutionary Guards much in evidence.
Security is very high. The place is swarming with plainclothesmen and guard corps. The rift between the clergy, but it's not out in the open. People are grieving, but then they're being very discreet about it.
Many participants feared they might be arrested, but apparently the crowds were too large for the police. Grand Ayatollah Hossein Ali Montazeri, 87, was the highest-ranking member of the Shiite clergy in Iran, even higher than the supreme leader himself, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Montazeri was in part responsible for writing the position of supreme leader into Iran's constitution, and in fact he was in line to become supreme leader after Ayatollah Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, died in 1989. But just before that, Montazeri broke with Khomeini and criticized the widespread killing of opposition figures in 1988. By the late 1990s, Montazeri had become an outspoken critic of Iran's conservative clerical and political leadership. In 2003, he spoke out about arbitrary imprisonment and human rights violations. The high-ranking authorities should finally decide to increase their tolerance a little, the Grand Ayatollah said. There are some hopeless and unfortunate people who have been imprisoned innocently. In the beginning of Islam, there was no political prisoner. After last June's election, when opposition marchers were beaten severely and arrested, Montazeri denounced what he called despotic acts and crimes of the government. Grand Ayatollah Montazeri did not play an active role in the political opposition. His example was mostly symbolic, but his courage in speaking out clearly has energized many to march and continue challenging Iran's weakened government. Mike Schuster, NPR News.